WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have been receiving calls this morning about an overturned 18-wheeler, but say there's no cause for concern. The truck, which is carrying 80,000 pounds of lime, is not hazardous and did not spill, but will be left beside the road until the company retrieves it later today. It's north of town near the southbound Texas Avenue Business 6 exit on Earl Rudder Freeway. Was 3 inches of rain at Easterwood Airport last Friday enough to remove the burn ban in rural areas of Brazos County?
Well, we don't know. I've had people call in and ask, and I'm not sure what we'll do.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was raining when today's agenda was being finalized, so lifting the ban will be considered.
I don't know that we've had enough rain to change anything yet, but if we did, I wanted to have it on the agenda so we could take some action if we needed to.
For now, the burn ban outside city limits remains in effect. Also, sheriff's deputies wrote 3 tickets to violators last weekend after the rain. A burglary victim east of Lyons came home at the right time. Christine Labertu with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the victim saw a car pull out of his driveway. It turns out 2 men inside the car had broken into his home.
He subsequently discovered that they had broken into his residence, and we were able to put a description of that vehicle out while our officers were en route to the residence, and we were able to stop that vehicle on Highway 36 just inside the Washington County line.
Labertu says stolen items included jewelry, coins, and a metal lockbox. 2 Houston men, 35-year-old Tony Chavez and 28-year-old Arthur Lewis, were arrested and taken to the Burleson County Jail. Bond for each man is set at $270,000. Labertu says there have been similar crimes in Washington County. The Bryan School District kicks off a series of parent forums this evening. Spokesman Brandon Webb says there will be an explanation of education options in secondary schools.
We want to offer just a forum about information pertaining to fine arts and career and technical education and athletics and music, and also for people who don't know about our collegiate high school, discuss that as a possibility. That's a partnership with Bryan ISD and Blinn College.
Tonight's program starts at 6 at the Rudder High School Auditorium. Tragic events in recent years that have put a spotlight on mental issues got the attention of Texas lawmakers earlier this year. The executive director of MHMR of the Brazos Valley, Bill Kelly, says more money was given to various programs, among them something called mental health first aid.
We got to get some trainers trained, and so we're working on that plan right now. And what that'll do is get some people trained. They'll come back to this community, and then we'll start working, knocking on the doors of the independent school districts across the entire Brazos Valley. And what we're focusing on is the educators that are working with children day in and day out, and so they can, you know, recognize the signs of mental illness.
Kelly says the big thing was a funding increase to reduce a waiting list of adults seeking mental health services. 13 members of the Texas State University marching band have been charged with misdemeanor hazing after what campus police describe as an initiation involving alcohol. The university's student affairs vice president says the 13 also have been suspended from the band. The case stems from an incident the night of August 31st when campus police encountered a vehicle parked on campus with several students inside. Further investigation determined that upper-class band members had directed drumline freshmen to a nearby apartment where they were blindfolded and served alcohol. South of BCS near Brookshire, a pilot was seriously hurt yesterday when a single-engine experimental plane crashed nose-first into a hangar at a private airport. The single-engine Aero Max is registered to an Indiana man. The identity of the pilot has not been released. The crash was at the Sport Flyers Airport. In the town of Rice, between Corsicana and Ennis, authorities Sunday night found the bodies of a family of 5 all shot in the head.
Where the bodies are located, where the evidence is located in comparison to the bodies, we have not confirmed, but we are working this case as a murder-suicide.
Navarro County Sheriff Elmer Tanner says another family member found the father, mother, and 3 children ages 4, 8, and 10. Less than 2 weeks ago, deputies were called to the home for a shoving incident which led to a man being arrested for family violence assault and spending 2 days in jail. The State Transportation Department has signed a $100 million deal with Xerox to manage the state's toll roads. The company will open a customer service center in Austin to process more than 8 million monthly toll transactions and manage more than 750,000 accounts. As the federal government shutdown looms on the horizon, the Senate is now deliberating on a House-approved spending bill. Texas Senator Ted Cruz took to the floor yesterday to request a unanimous vote to pass the resolution, but was shot down by Majority Leader Harry Reid. Cruz fired back.
Any member of this body that votes for cloture on this bill will be voting to allow the Majority Leader to fund Obamacare on 51 votes. I think that vote's a mistake. I think that vote disserves our constituents. I think that vote hurts the people of America.
Last week's House resolution would provide the federal government with a working budget into the month of December, but would also effectively defund the Obamacare health law. Congress will need to pass a budget bill by next week in order to avoid a federal government shutdown. And if you saw a fireball in the sky Saturday night, you were among hundreds around the state. The American Meteor Society received reports from Dallas-Fort Worth west to Abilene, then south through Waco, Houston, and San Antonio. A white fireball or meteor was seen Saturday night around 9, and some also saw a second, smaller flash. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirnum and Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnum and Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zwirnum and Flooring today.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
At RV Station in Bryan, you'll hear them say it all the time, the best prices in the country from the country's best brands. So how do they do it? Well, all of the dealerships are located outside major metropolitan areas, so that means lower overhead, and they're able to pass the savings on to you. With four dealerships across Texas and Oklahoma, they do business with the country's top manufacturers. So what does that mean to you? Well, obviously volume makes the difference. So check them out. Get a brand new Keystone Alpine. It's a loaded fifth wheel built to last for decades. It's just $54,995. Folks, that's $22,700 off MSRP. The number is 1574. And when you hear discount, they're really not playing around. Anybody can sell you a cheap RV for cheap, but massive discounts on the best brands in the country, well, that takes skill. So shop the inventory 24/7 at RVStationOnline.com. Come see RV Station at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Take a vacation with RV Station. Your family fun starts right here.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 979-229-9255.
7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Some of the cloudiness that ended up over yesterday has kind of shifted off to our east this morning. We'll keep a watch on it. I think we'll end up with some sunshine today along with some passing cloudiness, warm 90 to 95. Tonight generally clear. Lows will be 65 to 70. Lots of sunshine for tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night clear, low 65 to 70. Sunshine Thursday, a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Alex Rios blew up all over the Astros last night for the Rangers. We'll get you caught up there as well as Monday Night Football. Top 25 was released yesterday and more in sports at 7:50-ish. The Comida Burana? Is that how you say it?
Yeah. Oh, Fortuna.
I like tuna.
Oh, we like tuna. We want some more tuna. Yeah.
Kevin, you gave me my biggest smile of the day so far.
What, that I knew what that was?
Good. And your tuna joke.
Pre-moistened sanitary wipes are being blamed for clogging American sewer systems. I'm just telling you.
How the hell do we go from that?
Well, that's what I mean.
To this.
Yeah, because after all.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Experts say that the wet wipes may seem to go down the toity, but they're costing millions in plumbing work. Plumbers around the country.
Well, they say flushable.
They do. Plumbers around the country are reportedly being called out in droves to armies of plumbers going out.
Play Comida Burana.
Yeah, exactly. One more time.
Here comes the army of plumbers.
The unclogged pipes and the replacing damaged equipment. They say even the wipes labeled flushable are not. They're not breaking down quick enough to prevent the damage. For the record, manufacturers insist wipes labeled flushable are not the problem, pointing instead to paper towels and other products that are being flushed down, not the baby wipes.
Oh, yeah?
What they're saying.
Oh, no.
You see, you always have to point the finger someplace else. It's not us. It's those other people over there. And once again, they say it's septic safe until it's not, until you have a problem. So,
just kidding.
I don't know. I mean, but even if they're making that claim, how much sense does it take to think, well, I've tried to tear a baby wipe before, and I've torn a paper towel before. One of these is a lot more terrible than the other, you know?
Terrible. Yeah. Well, again, and then there are twists and turns in the plumbing system, too. I mean, you know, you can get hung up, and there's tree roots out there in your yard, possibly. I mean, there could be any number of things that are causing this.
And who flushes paper towels?
You'd be surprised. And once again.
So saith the landlord.
I was going to say, you'd be amazed at what sometimes people decide
Legos.
They can flush. Hello?
I heard yesterday with the guy on Rush that there was one the size of a bus in London. A clog.
I remember reading.
Yes.
That.
I remember that.
That was made of lard.
Yeah.
That was a lard bus.
Yeah, well,
that was made of lard.
It's your basic lard bus.
Lard bus.
We've got lard. We got tiny
that
wipes.
That's for all those folks making fish and chips at home.
I suppose so. Well, all right. So now if that didn't make you decide
cringe.
To just, to put your face in your hands in despair. If you don't have $500,000 in your retirement account, you won't be able to retire.
Oh, no, we're all going to die.
That's right, exactly. Well, you want to hear that again?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We're going to die. Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Experts say that if you want to retire at a halfway decent age and live a halfway decent life, you probably have to have that much socked away. A Bloomberg News story tells the tale of the 77-year-old man who will be flipping burgers for the rest of his life despite the fact that he was once a corporate executive with a six-figure salary. The story notes that, in 2011, only about half of the private sector workers were covered by an employee-sponsored retirement plan of any kind, and fewer than 40% of those participated. 59% of households, headed by people 65 and older, currently have no retirement account assets, according to the Federal Reserve. Experts recommend you deduct no more than 4% of your retirement savings per year in order to remain solvent into your later years. So, on those two bright notes, that our sewer system is clogged and we're never going to be able to retire, it's time to talk Sesame Street.
Oh, good. Something positive.
There you are. Henry Cavill, is that his name? Or Cavill, the guy who's playing Superman? Do we know?
Cavill sounds right.
All right. He's a big fan of Grover and Elmo and Big Bird and Cookie Monster. Made an appearance on Sesame Street to teach the importance of respect and gave the cast a pep talk after the shoot. Entertainment Weekly said the Man of Steel star told everybody they were incredible and found it remarkable to watch them work. So, there you go. Is Sesame Street still relevant? I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah, they've updated it quite a bit.
Okay, all right. Well, I didn't know.
I mean, in the 80s, they were making fun of music from the 80s. Now they're making fun of music from now.
Okay, so yes, they are probably.
They're staying on top of times. They've got politically correct, different language speaking puppets and all this stuff.
Oh, good. All right, yeah. I'm glad to hear that. So take a selfie with a protected primate and two guys end up in jail. Rihanna, you know who that is, the singer? Okay, so she's in Thailand last week. And she Instagrams a picture where she's got this slow loris on her shoulder, and it's an endangered species. That's a criminal offense in that nation.
To take a picture with a slow loris?
Yes, it is, yeah, especially in the resort city of Phuket. As soon as as soon as Rihanna posted the video or the photo, the two guys who handled the loris were arrested. Mm. Officials in Phuket very angry with Rihanna because she's an international pop star and she should have known better.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so there.
Better that than a Lorax.
Yeah, that's right.
Since we're talking Disney, why not?
And that's pretty ugly. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, sorry.
That's right, it's okay. Well, that's okay. You knew Fortuna. So the the country of East Timor has banned the teaching of martial arts. Officials made the decision because at least 12 people have been killed, over 200 injured in the past 2.5 years as a result of fighting between rival martial arts schools. Now, thirds who weren't supposed to make full contact. So she was just kind of get up right next to him. Anyway.
I think there's some other problems going on in this society.
Could well be.
Karate means with open hand, yes. I think. Apparently not open enough.
There will be zero tolerance in martial art activities in the country. Okay. See how that works out for you. And the male gorilla at the Dallas Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did this one already?
No, we haven't talked about it on the air.
Has undergone therapy. Or he's going to. Zookeepers say, Patrick, the 430-pound Western lowland gorilla, bit a female and sneered at others.
He's antisocial.
Oh, okay. So they're sending him to the Riverbank Zoo and Gardens in Columbia, South Carolina, where he'll be put in solitary confinement.
Can you imagine the frowny face of a giant gorilla?
An unhappy gorilla. It comes after staff members have tried repeatedly to get Patrick to socialize with other gorillas.
Oh, especially females. Right. But you know he was abandoned as a baby by his
mother. Oh, I
didn't
know that. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think he has some
Did you read a book about that or something?
No, it was just in the article I read.
Oh, he has some continuing
issues. He has abandonment issues.
Okay. Well, all right, so it's 7:24. If you have sleep apnea, and your mate will be able to tell you that, chances are your doctor will prescribe a CPAP machine. This is continuous positive airway pressure.
Which is a mask on your face.
It is. It's a mask on your face. But, in fact, what he should be saying is that and you need to lose weight. They're saying that's the deal. The new guidelines from the American College of Physicians suggest the first line of defense against obstructive sleep apnea should be to lose weight. A report in the Annals of Internal Medicine explained the issue is becoming a bigger problem as America is getting bigger. Now, probably because we have, as they say, escalating obesity rates. Escalating obesity rates. That's a nice way of saying that we're all getting fat.
Yep.
So do that, and you'll have better night's sleep. You'll feel better in the morning, and then you can find out that you have to work forever because you don't have enough in your retirement plan.
How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, or maybe even win a new car? Atkinson Toyota Scion is proud to bring you the second year of the Atkinson It Pays to Stay program. One lucky high school senior in the Brazos Valley with perfect attendance their senior year will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only graduating high school seniors may register. Go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com. Registration deadline is October 1st, 2013.
AeroFit Health and Fitness is growing again with the opening of their fifth location on Longmire. The all-new AeroFit will showcase amenities totally new to College Station. And in celebration of AeroFit's new club, you can take advantage of their pre-opening rate of just $24.95 per month if you join any location by September 30th. Better hurry. There's only a few days remaining to take advantage of Phase 1 pre-opening rates. Call 485-9999, click AeroFitClubs.com, or stop by the Preview Center on Longmire across from Kroger.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, 94, but the winds will remain out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour, so that'll be nice. 62 for our low tonight. Tomorrow, the north winds hang around as well with a high of 93 and a low tomorrow night. Get this, 61 degrees, so we like it a lot. Winds are probably going to turn around out of the south later on in the week, but still pretty moderate temperatures. Looking at high temperatures, probably no more than about 93 or 94, and low temperatures pleasant around 72 or so. Right out there, running out to Saturday, it looks like there's a 30% chance of showers, what they're calling for right now, and 91 for a high. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 3, 87% relative humidity at 68.
Hi, I'm Allison Windham with Windham Construction. The promise of fall brings football games, school gatherings, and the holidays. Want your home to look its best? Windham Construction can help. Consider closing in your porch for the perfect fall setting. It provides flexible living space and eliminates dust and insects. We offer an exclusive window screen system that allows you a myriad of ways to expose or close out the elements. Perfect for entertaining guests or just relaxing. Whatever your dream project may be, kitchens, bathrooms, or updating for fall guests, call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Four New York boys in Wayne County between 8 and 10 years old decided to have some fun at a neighbor's expense. After arming themselves with hammers, they invaded a home in their community and they began vandalizing it. The homeowner's son-in-law, Jesse Daniels, came upon these young vandals and he put a stop to their fun. After calling the cops, Mr. Daniels made the boys wait in a closet. Damage to the house estimated at over $40,000. Now, the parents of the young vandals complained that Mr. Daniels had handled their children too roughly when he made them wait in a closet. As a result, it wasn't the kids who found themselves in a world of trouble. The police charged Jesse Daniels with four counts of child endangerment in the closet. Now, thankfully, enough people complained that Wayne County DA Richard Healy asked a judge to dismiss the child endangerment charges against Daniels in the interest of justice, and he did. Now, believe it or not, there was a time in America when parents would have thanked Mr. Daniels for showing some restraint by making their kids wait in a closet for the cops. The police would have laughed if the parents complained. The parents would have vandalized the kids' backsides and made sure that the owner was compensated for damage. I know. That America, those values, and those parents, they're gone. In way too many places, the vandals and their liberal parents are what rules the roost now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut him down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Parents of Bryan School District students are invited to attend the first of a series of informational forums. Spokesman Brandon Webb says tonight's program details career options primarily for secondary students.
If parents want to find out, you know, does this program that my fourth grader is interested in persist through junior high or high school, this is one way to find out more about that and ask those kinds of questions. So it's really anyone who wants to come, but probably more geared toward secondary education families.
Tonight's program is at the Rutter High School Auditorium starting at 6. After last Friday's rainfall of at least 3 inches, some Brazos County property owners outside of city limits started outdoor burning.
There may have been some folks that jumped the gun and decided that, you know, we'd had to rain and should be okay to burn, but it's still in effect.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says during today's meeting, they'll ask the Emergency Management Director for his recommendation whether to remove the burn ban.
You know, we'll ask if the conditions have changed any, if the KBDI has changed any. You know, I'm not sure that we're, you know, what we'll do, but I wanted it on the agenda just in case.
After the rain, sheriff's deputies issued 3 tickets for burn violations. 2 Houston men arrested for burglary in Burleson County might be linked to similar crimes in Washington County. Christine Laberty with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the victim was returning to his home east of Lyons when he saw a car pull out of his driveway. Deputies then stopped the car on Highway 36 near the Washington County line, and the stolen property was recovered.
I don't have a total value. I can tell you it was jewelry and coins and a small metal lockbox.
Laberty says the rural residential burglary took place in broad daylight.
Just make sure that you're aware of your surroundings. Make sure you lock your residence and vehicles whenever you leave, and just keep an eye on your neighbors' residences as well.
Bond was set at $270,000 each for 28-year-old Arthur Lewis and 35-year-old Tony Chavez. The Brazos Valley is one of 39 areas of the state that have regional mental health and mental retardation centers. Brazos Valley Director Bill Kelly says the state legislature increased funding, particularly for mental health services.
The big thing is we have adults that are on our wait list. When they come in for service, we're over capacity, and we had to put them on a wait list. And we have anywhere between 80 and 100 on a wait list at any one time. So there was funding given to us to start bringing those folks off the wait list. So that's a good thing. Another one is we got a supported housing grant that we actually submitted a grant for through the state. Legislation made it available. And what that helps is, you know, over 95% of the folks we serve on the adult mental health side are indigent.
Kelly says lawmakers also approved expanding crisis services in conjunction with the new Rock Prairie Behavioral Health Center in College Station. Texas foster kids are 53 times more likely to be given 5 or more psychotropic drugs than non-foster kids, but a new state law is designed to stop the industry from abusing the drugs. The CEO of Texas court-appointed special advocates, Vicki Sprigg, says the reason some foster parents over-rely on the medication is obvious.
Foster parents wanting to manage behavior, because they have multiple adolescents, especially in the home, and managing that behavior with medication.
The new law would provide more court oversight to ensure that psychotropic drugs aren't abused. GASA volunteer Andrea Calloway hopes this will change the mindset.
They're going to have to get used to this idea that you're not going to be able to automatically go and get them evaluated and put on meds.
Sprigg says biological parents will also be notified when drugs are prescribed. Senator Ted Cruz's effort to defund Obamacare got off to a shaky start. Yesterday, Cruz tried to block action but then quickly backed off.
There is a tendency in this town towards brinksmanship, towards pointing to events that can cause instability and uncertainty and using them to try to get your way. I wish the majority leader had been willing to step forward and say, I agree, number one, that the government should be funded.
He told reporters there would be time later in the week to debate health care. About a second key vote is set for later in the week. Senate President Harry Reid says any bill defunding the Affordable Health Care Act is dead on arrival.
As negotiations with Syria regarding its chemical weapons move forward, U.S. Senator John Cornyn says he has a couple of concerns. Cornyn says, first of all, he's skeptical about Russia's intentions in the negotiations, especially since the Russians haven't complied with their own treaty agreements regarding nuclear weapons. He says another concern led him to contact the U.S. Secretary of State last week.
I wrote to Secretary Kerry and asked him to include the bioweapons issue in negotiations leading up to the disarmament of the Assad regime.
Cornyn says bioweapons are more dangerous than chemical weapons because they're easier to hide, transport, and employ. And an overturned semi-truck on the north side of town might cause rubbernecking this morning, but shouldn't. Bryan police say the truck did not spill any of its non-hazardous cargo, 80,000 pounds of lime. It is north of town near the southbound Texas Avenue Business 6 exit on Earl Rudder Freeway, and the truck will be there until later today when the company comes to remove it. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 70 degrees. The Sick at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
This Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare. Feeling a little tired and unfocused? The remedy may be easier than you think. Reach for a cool glass of water. Studies show that even a mild dehydration can cause confusion, weakness, and even lead to falls. Water is our most important nutrient and makes up 70 to 75% of our body. Drinking plenty of fluids helps our body to function, regulate our temperature, our blood pressure, and helps with digestion. So when you are reminded to drink 6 glasses of water each day, it isn't just a suggestion, it's a prescription for your health. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett. This Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as Home Care Elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. It's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
The 2014 Honda models will be arriving soon at Allen Honda, so the 2013s must go. Hurry into Allen Honda right now for the best selection of remaining 2013 models and get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular 2013 Accord, Civic, CR-V, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. The all-new 2014s will be here soon, so visit Allen Honda for a low finance rate and a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion. Save up to $2,000 on select equipment. The number to call for Barker's Heating and Cooling is 690-2278. Here's some numbers.
Some of the cloudiness that ended up over yesterday has kind of shifted off to our east this morning. We'll keep a watch on it. I think we'll end up with some sunshine today along with some passing cloudiness, warm 90 to 95. Tonight, generally clear. Lows will be 65 to 70. Lots of sunshine for tomorrow. Highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows 65 to 70. Sunshine Thursday, a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. This morning, we'll get caught up on Monday Night Football. Also, Kelsey Bone makes it to the All-Stars for rookies in the WNBA.
Plus Major League Baseball and more all coming up here in just a bit.
At 7:40, it's time for Stuff Your Mama May Have Told You.
Stuff Your Mama May Have Told You.
May Have Told You. Yeah. May not have, but may have. Take your bananas apart when you get them home from the store. If you leave them connected, they ripen faster. Okay. Store your open chunks of cheese in aluminum foil. They'll stay fresh much longer and no mold.
In foil, not plastic.
Yeah.
Huh.
Peppers with three bumps on the bottom are sweeter and better for eating. Peppers with four bumps on the bottom are firmer and better for cooking. And speaking of cooking, add a teaspoon of water when you're frying ground beef. That'll help pull the grease away from the meat.
Oh, there's more than enough water in most ground beef.
Well,
you got to add any.
You might add some. Anyway, so there you go. Just some things. And we have many, many of them, but we don't want to give them all to you at once because you may want to give your mama a chance to tell you some of that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Mama, why didn't you tell me that? Oh, okay. All right, so Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're way too familiar with it.
Yes.
Honey Boo Boo has been renewed for a third season on
TLC.
Oh,
thank heavens.
The new round of episodes with Mama Thumb, Sugar Bear, and Elena, Honey Boo Boo Thompson, will premiere on New Year's Day with, quote, an unconventional honeymoon that is sure to start fireworks with the kids out of school for the... somewhere there's an end to that quotation. No, this is the whole quote. All right, here we go. Unconventional honeymoon that is sure to start fireworks. With the kids out of school for the summer, the family is forced to spend every moment together, for better or worse. The result, an unpredictable and bizarre family road trip that will go down in reality television history. And who among us doesn't want to see reality television history?
As if our own personal family road trips aren't miserable enough.
Certainly. Well, that's the whole idea, is these are probably so miserable that you will go back and think kind and wonderful thoughts about what you thought was a terrible time.
Let's just pray that this has nothing to do with a beach honeymoon.
There will also be three specials as part of the new season.
Oh, good heavens.
Yeah. And while we're on that, Mommy's the Dream of Having the Next Honey Boo Boo will need to stay outside of France. CNN reports that that country's Senate has voted to ban beauty pageants for anybody under the age of 16.
Good. I thought that was pretty cool.
Good for them. There's that show called Toddlers and Tiaras, you know, which is all about that little bitty kid beauty pageant thing.
Which immediately drives you to wanting to smack a mom.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I think the French thing, though, was more about the anti-sexualization of children.
Sure. Offenders face steep fines and can be imprisoned for 2 years if they do that. So, anyhow, good for them for deciding to do that. Again, that would never work in America. So now, we're a couple of weeks away from a newly designed $100 bill.
Another one.
Yep. They'll arrive October the 8th, and some will actually be worth a lot more than that. Now, remember we talked about fancy numbers on bills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Currency collectors are paying big dollars for those fancy numbers. Now, the low-numbered ones are among the most valuable. The new $100 bills with a bunch of zeros and a one expect to sell for as much as $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the good thing to think about is that, you know, I believe the only place they're going to be printing these is in Fort Worth because they'd had some problems up in D.C. So, you know, at least geographically, we may have some of that working
better
for us.
Better chances, huh?
Yep.
Well, not here at the radio station.
I was going to say, we're in radio. The likelihood of any of us walking around with a $100 bill in our pocket's pretty slim.
Before the serial number, you'll see one or two letters. These indicate the Federal Reserve Bank that issued it. As such, there can be more than one bill in any denomination with the same serial number in a given year. So remember that. How do you get your hands on one? Well, first of all, have enough money.
Yeah, make some money. Yeah.
It helps if you have friends in high and secure places. Bank employees, especially vault workers, are typically able to swap out normal bills for the fancy ones, says the director of currency of a Dallas auction house.
So kind of like when my aunt used to work at McDonald's and she would get us the McDonald's toys, kind of like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's no, yeah. As kind of. Now, I used to have a roommate who worked at a bank, and he would bring home a bag of coins, and we would sit there at night and drink beer and pull out the coins that were all silver, you know, without the
little silver. Wow, Scott, you led such a riveting life.
We're going to say hello.
Hi. Kind of sounds like Willy Wonka's magic ticket here.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Exactly. That, and again, knowing somebody in the right place. But
well, it begs the question, if the U.S. government is hurting that bad, why not auction the bills off?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. But isn't that the last thing you want to do is pay your government more money?
You know somebody do it.
Well, but don't you feel better that you're part of the free enterprise system? Hmm. I mean, that you're going out there and you're paying, you know, $15,000 for this bill, at least another U.S. American gets. Well, of course, taxes, they'll get their share of it anyhow. But now they warn, nobody is going to become an instant millionaire off of these deals. The bills are split up specifically. So, you know, you'll find some and in some places of the country and some in other places in the country. But, again, the website, if you want to look this up, is called Cool Serial Numbers, CoolSerialNumbers.com, CoolSerialNumbers.com. And you may be able to make some money. On the new hundreds, they come out again on October the 8th.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 28th, it's Fall Forages. We'll discuss economics and other implications involving cool season forage planting and production. Come get your questions answered this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
When you think of good attitudes, I doubt rush hour is the first thing that comes to mind. But traffic can actually be a great place to learn patience for others. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Okay, I'll admit it. For years, I was a self-righteous driver. I've always stayed close to the speed limit, and I signal before I merge, not to mention moving over for faster drivers. So naturally, I expect the same courtesy from everyone else on the road. But I've discovered, as I'm sure you have, the roadways don't usually foster kindness toward others. There's always somebody who zips at breakneck speeds or who thinks nothing of cutting you off. It can lead to a negative attitude in a hurry. But one day it occurred to me, why not use bad drivers as a way to practice kindness? That guy weaving in and out of traffic is probably just being inconsiderate. But for all I know, he could be rushing to the hospital or some other emergency. Either way, those situations remind me that other people don't always behave the way that I'd like them to. Here's the point. Whether it's bad drivers, a contentious family member, or that coworker you struggle with, your attitude is up to you. So if someone snaps at you, offer them a kind word instead of retaliation. Your patient response may be just the thing they need to help their day take a turn for the better. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Seeger 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. It's 7:50. The AP Top 25 was released yesterday. No changes in the top 10. Alabama remains number one, followed by Oregon and Clemson. The Aggies stay put at number 10, with Baylor jumping up a spot to number 19 and Texas Tech going to number 24. And you can check out the entire Top 25 on our website at WTAW.com. Congratulations to Kelsey Bone, former Texas A&M standout. She made it in the first round of the WNBA draft, and now she is on the all-rookie team playing for the New York Liberty. In Monday Night Football last night, Peyton Manning completed 32 of 37 passes for 374 yards and three more touchdowns as Denver wiped out Oakland 37-21 to improve to 3-0. Manning hit Eric Decker, Julius Thomas, and Wes Welker all for touchdowns in the Broncos' third straight lopsided win. And here is the not-so-satisfied Peyton Manning after the victory.
We certainly had some good drives, had a good start to the game. First game we've gotten a touchdown drive on our first series. That was something we really stressed during the week. But those couple self-inflicted wounds, we had to settle for field goals. We had a pretty good field position. That's something we want to correct and fix. And then the 4 minute, we have a chance to end the game and keep the defense off the field, have a turnover there. That's something we got to correct.
With the win, Manning has set an NFL record, 12 touchdowns throws in the first three games, breaking the mark set by New England Patriots Tom Brady back in 2011. San Francisco 49ers are prepared to go forward without star linebacker Aldon Smith for as long as it takes to get him clean, healthy, and improve his life. Smith was placed on the reserve non-football injury list Monday as he entered rehab for substance abuse, and that began with the CEO, Jed York, and termed this as an indefinite absence. Smith, by the way, was the franchise-best 19.5 sack leader for the team and was picked up on his second DUI charge on during the weekend. Texas Rangers start their final push for the playoffs in baseball with a 12-0 victory over Houston last night, and it was in no small part due to Alex Rios.
And the pitch hit in the air up the gap right center field. This could be it. It's headed for the wall. It is off the wall and a short hop. Rounding third, Elvis, he'll score. Rios around second. He's digging for third. There's no throw. He slides in with a triple. Alex Rios has hit for the cycle.
Not only did he hit for the cycle, he did it in four consecutive at-bats, and it's only the third cycle so far this year. He took class, however, at the Kevin Costner College of Cliches when asked how it went after the game.
We have to focus on one game at a time. We have to focus on the things that we have to do to win a game at a time.
Rangers pulled with it a game of idle Cleveland for the second AL wildcard berth with six games remaining in the season for both teams. Pittsburgh Pirates and Cincinnati Reds were able to clinch playoff berths last night with help from the St. Louis Cardinals' 4-3 win over Washington. Pirates beat Chicago 2-1, and the Reds got a walk-off single from Sin Shu Shu in the 10th inning to top New York 3-2. Redbirds eliminated the Nationals from postseason contention. And all eyes will be on the recovery of Andre Johnson for the second straight week. The Texans' star receiver recovered from a concussion he suffered against the Titans to come back to play in the game Sunday against the Ravens, where they lost 30-9. Now, he was forced out of that game with a shin bruise in the first half, and here's Coach Gary Kubiak on what else is ailing the Texans.
Well, I'm concerned about a lot of things. We turned the ball over, obviously, and that's something that we're, you know, not doing very well right now, or we're doing a poor job of protecting the ball, and we're not getting turnovers neither, so those two go hand in hand.
On now to the NBA, so long to James, Allen, Pierce, and Garnett. King James, Jesus Shuttleworth, The Truth, and KG might be headed to the backs of NBA jerseys. Some of the members of the Miami Heat have been told the NBA is considering having the team, when they play Brooklyn, wear, quote, nickname jerseys in at least one of the four matchups this season. The NBA has not announced the plan, but the teams apparently have seen and been aware of the likelihood that this might happen for at least the last couple of weeks. And finally, NCAA President Mark Emmert said yesterday that, quote, a lot of changes to the governance structure of the Division I sports over the next year. Quote, I've said publicly on a number of occasions, the only thing everybody agrees on in Division I governance is that it doesn't work. Emmert said all this during remarks at a meeting of more than 100 Division I faculty athletic representatives. He later said the NCAA directors are looking at the next 6 to 8 months in particular. Quote, I think the board anticipates a lot of change, he said. They're going into the October and January meetings expecting to look at a whole different governance model for Division I, so it will be significantly different. Fill in your own comments there. That's your sports, brought to you by Seagirt 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeagirtOneHour.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Stop paying those expensive repair bills on your old, worn-out air conditioner. Seeger one-hour heating and AC can replace your old unit with a new, energy-efficient model and give you up to $2,500 trade-in. Plus, Seeger one-hour heating and AC technicians show up when you expect them. 1 hour is always on time, or you don't pay a dime. The $2,500 trade-in offer is only available for a limited time. Call now, 776-3750. That's 776-3750. Or click SeegertOneHour.com.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Special event coming up at David Gardner's. They're doing them all the time. This one is the Fall Engagement Ring event. It'll be October the 4th and 5th. And David Gardner's is featuring platinum. Now, platinum is something that used to be very, well, fairly common, say, you know, 85, 100 years ago. Now, not so much, but it's making a comeback, and here's the reason. 81% of women looking for an engagement ring say that platinum is their first choice. One of the things you might not know is that platinum, actually, the surface becomes harder and harder and more resistant to wear. And as a result, you get a little patina, a little soft finish on there, which really looks nice as time goes on. Platinum costs more than other metals, but here's the reason. Platinum jewelry is usually 95% pure compared to 18-karat white gold, which is 75%, or 14-karat white gold, which is 58.5%. So some things that you learn about platinum, and that's one of the things that's great about David Gardner's. They want you to understand the jewelry that you're buying. This is a good opportunity for you to learn more during the fall ring engagement of the Fall Engagement Ring event, which is going on again October the 4th and 5th. 0% financing for 12 months, too. So stop in and see them. It's a great time for you. Again, the 4th and the 5th, it's the Fall Engagement Ring. And even if you're not in that market, you're looking for a piece of jewelry anytime, David Gardner's is always glad to tell you what you would like to know about a piece of jewelry, either that you're buying out of their display case or one that you'd like to have designed by them. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
All right, so how much would you pay for someone to hand sharpen your number two pencils? David Reese.
I like doing that.
He's an artisan pencil sharpener.
And,
yeah, not really.
But do they look special, or what's the
deal?
Well,
no, when he gets finished with them, they're awfully special. He's a former political cartoonist. He charges $35 for a hand-sharpened number two pencil. And apparently he sold 1,800 of them already.
Oh, get out of here.
So that's what, like $60,000? Reese, who discovered the art of pencil sharpening after taking a job with the 2010 census and spending all day writing with your number twos, has also written a book on pencil sharpening. It's called, are you ready? It's called How to Sharpen Pencils.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. The whole point of the business, he says, is to remind people to appreciate your yellow number two pencils because they're really cool and interesting. They're really cool and interesting.
Maybe he can get a, yeah, I was about to say he could get a